women that are 40 to 60 that are trying to figure out this next phase of life. I want to connect to you.
The Love You, Miss You, Bye podcast. Let's inspire each other. I am recording in my new studio at home, and this is going to be the permanent place that I record from now on. I've been struggling going to my dad's house because either there's people there or the system has been taken apart in some way, shape, or form. Yesterday, I went over there to, I went there to take my dad and my son to the movies. First, I was going to record for Code Green Plan, my other podcast. I went there, the laptop wasn't plugged in. It was just going to take me at least 45 minutes because over at my dad's, he's got nicer equipment and nicer software. It's better all the way around, if I'm being honest. And you're going to be able to tell the difference between my background, my dad's background. It was a little sad. Don't get me wrong. I know I've been complaining about it to you guys for a while, but it was a bit sad. And he was fine. He was good. It wasn't like a sad event. I might go over there. It just depends. I'm going to try this out with Code Green Plant with Phoebe this week. Wish me luck. I mean, if you're not complaining about this podcast, then we should be good to go. On another note, I just joined Patreon. I was looking for a place to talk to people. Where are we meeting? What's our hashtag? I didn't want to use a hashtag aging or over 40, over 50. I have been using Gen X, which I will continue to use because I really like that one, but I need something with a little sass, you know, just a little bit more sass. I'm still coming up with that. I haven't really figured out what I want to use. So I put it out there in the universe. I'm like, okay, what should we do? What should we be called? And these are some of the things that they told me. I recorded this piece of it yesterday on my laptop camera. So my lighting is going to look a bit different and everything else. I put out a video short asking people for a new hashtag that are over 40 instead of something like aging or over 40, like give me some hashtag feedback. I'm trying to create a community. And the feedback was awesome.
Women that are 40 to 60 that are trying to figure out this next phase of life. I want to connect to you. It's a totally different phase. Our kids are growing up. We're deciding what's next. We're actually thinking about ourselves and using our wisdom from our past and learning about aging and how to do it gracefully. We need a new SEO, you guys. What is it? Over 50, over 40, aging? I don't like that one. What's a good hashtag for us? Let's create a community and let's bring this out there. All the topics, menopause, aging.
I'm going to share some of the comments on TikTok from that video because they were really good. And I want you to see that it's starting to happen and people are starting to connect. And this is the stuff. This is the reason that I'm like, no, I cannot give up this. This is something, you know, there's going to be dark times. There's going to be things that the hate, there's going to be things out there that try to push me away from my goals. And I can't let them stop me, just like it shouldn't stop you. I mean, I know that there's going to be obstacles along the way. And usually those obstacles, they keep happening, right? And you're like, okay, I'm not meant to do this. Then you're like, well, wait, let me just keep going. Let me just keep going. And then you keep going. And then all of a sudden there's a breakthrough. It may be a small breakthrough, but there is a breakthrough. And I'm starting to have those little moments happen. So it's like anytime that I get down about me or down about this podcast, I have those little mini breakthroughs. And this is one of them. So let me share some of these. So Mel said, "Hi, new friend. I'm 44. Wendy Lady said 51 and showing up for it. B Sunset 413 said 49 here. No clue what's next, but embracing it all. Currently obsessed with my health, skin, and learning makeup. I am still learning makeup, but I watch those tutorials for like over 40 and I learn about it and it's cool. Some of the things I can do, some of the things I cannot do. And I'm definitely not buying like five different foundations, the setting spray, the powders, that it's just too much for me. Like give me one and done. I don't like a lot of that stuff, but God, they do look good when they're done, don't they? I can't afford five layers of foundation. I just can't. just not in my budget. Next, Jen says, I'm 40, but I don't think I relate to this. I don't feel any different from when I was 25. Okay, well, she's 40, so she's 10 years younger, and she may not feel different because I didn't feel different at 40. I really didn't start my transformation until 43. And honestly, I still don't feel different than I did when I was 40 or 30. I just am different. And therefore, I have to connect my face with my mind. And that's hard to do sometimes. That's where I struggle the most. I'm like, you know, so I'll walk past the mirror and go, God, what the hell happened to me, man? I don't feel as confident when I walk in a room as I did when I was 30. And I was probably 20 pounds overweight at that point, you know? And I weigh less now, but I don't feel as confident as I did then. And I'm trying to talk myself into that every day. And I'm like, confidence is a feeling. You have to own it. Your energy needs to speak before you do. And I literally have these talks with myself. Am I crazy? Do you have that internal dialogue too, where you're just like, oh, no. I'm going to own this bitch. I'm going to walk in there with my head held high and they're going to know who I am. I do it all the time. Suzanne, 52, just had cancer and new here. Can we be friends? I'm like, of course we can be friends. Jessica Novak, 262, says 46, widowed. This is the second chance at happiness for me. Feel kind of lost. I want to be able to talk back, but I don't have a community or a thing built yet. Maybe Patreon. I don't know a lot about it, but that might be a place where we can all hang out. Amy Eagle says, 49, finding out who I am at this stage. But me too. I'm doing the same thing. Shazam, I'm 62 and trying to figure out what I should be doing. I don't know at 62 what you should be doing, but if you still feel like you did when you were 52 or 42, follow your passion. Blue Marigold said, I'm 62. Am I too old? Because when I did the video, I said, this is for 40 and 50 year olds and up. I didn't say 60, and I should have. And that was my mistake. So of course I went and I responded and said, yes, please hang out. We're all going through it together. Natalie says, I've built a community, but there's always room for more. And she is so funny. Like, I follow her. She's got like 29,000 followers and she is so funny. She does these like song renditions and yeah, she's a trip. You should follow her. Natalie on TikTok. Transform You says, I am in. When is our first meeting? See what I'm saying? Like, we need a place to hang out. Work your magic. I'm 54, two adult children. So happy to come across your post. It's fire. These are the lights. These are the things that keep me on my path. Romance Dealer said, same here. 53, one adult son and soon to be divorced. Jenny said, hashtag blossoming, because we're looking for the hashtag instead of aging. What's another one we could use? It's super cool. I use Gen X too. I like that one. Hashtag confused. Aren't we all though? Yeah. I mean, that's a good one. And she says, and sweaty. Depends on the day. Isabella said, 48 here. I'm looking for my group. Divorced daughter leaving for college in August. L'Oreal says, hashtag wise women. I do like that. I just need a little bit something sassier in it. Like, I need like a little sass. Apple Hats. That's a cute name. 47, divorced, two sons. There is a zero, all capitals, community for us. Help. They want a community. Feral Gremlin. Oh, God. She says, I'm burned out and I have no energy. Well, that's sad. I want her to get some energy. I bet you if she tried one of these flavored Red Bulls, she would have the energy I have right now because I am feeling good. I'm feeling good. I mean, I could probably talk to you for hours, but I won't. Noelle Dehi. Hey, I'm in 42 here and have so many questions. And that's also cool because I can share what I was going through at that time and what I was thinking. Katia said, 41 here, 18 and 15 year old kids, single, still don't feel like I found my thing. Very late bloomer because kids came first. That is so me. I was a mom at 19, so I never really had a chance to figure out what was for me and what I wanted, what my passions were. And now I'm doing that. And yeah, I can get down on myself and feel lost at times, but stay on that freaking path. So I keep telling myself, stay on the path, stay on the path. Yeah. Even if you feel lost, there's a light somewhere and it'll creep out and then show you you're in the right path. You're going the right way. Erica Schwarzkopf says, hashtag older queens. I like that, except I don't want the word older in it. I'm trying to get away from the word old. I don't like it. I did have some hashtags on YouTube that I wanted to share. From Tina9607, hashtag the hot flash club. That works. EVH3811 said, hashtag still nice. I like that, except the word still. It kind of gives me a thought of we shouldn't be still nice, like always nice. Chocolate4135 said, I lost all desire for sex after Menopause Club. Okay, that's a different name. I didn't lose my desire, so I'm going to say no to that one. Hashtag cats. What the hell is with the cats and the older women thing? I don't like cats, and don't come for me. I don't. I'm not a cat girly. I'm a dog girly. My daughter's a cat girly, and she keeps trying to talk me into getting a cat. That's not me. And that's okay. So I'm not going to use it as my hashtag. Hashtag banks. I'm guessing that means that we are sugar mamas. And that ain't me either. Hell knows. I am not a sugar mama. Hashtag loneliness. We are trying to lift each other up. Loneliness is not going to work for us. Hashtag silver 304s. I don't even know what that means. Am I missing it? Is it going over my head? Clearly. Because I don't know what silver 304s. Is that like a car? Is that like... What is that? Tell me in the comments. I don't know what that is. Hashtag should have kept them closed. I think this person might have missed the point of the video. Hashtag no more OnlyFans, which I think is actually funny, except why not? Go for the OnlyFans. Hey, if you're getting paid to show your feet, show your friggin' feet. But I think the overarching message is we need a hashtag that is similar to cougars, similar to still hot, that type of thing. I don't know. Help me out. So we just need to think of one. So I had been contemplating telling you about why I took a break, but I think it's relevant. I promised authenticity with you guys and that I would tell you what I was thinking, what I was feeling, because that's the whole point of this. It's a way to talk to people. It's a way to connect. And sometimes you're going to think I'm crazy. And sometimes you're going to think I'm really freaking smart. I hope it's you think I'm smart more than you think I'm crazy. But hey, I can't control your views, only my own. Yeah, I was struggling. I wasn't going to tell this story for a couple of years. Like I was just going to put it in my journal, save the story for later. But I don't think I'm going to do that. And so I'm going to share it. I had done an interview. I did a lot of prep for it. You guys knew how nervous I was, like beyond nervous. I was so nervous to do this interview. And I was nervous for a couple of reasons. One, because I feel like this person is more of an influencer than I am. They have a bigger following. They have TV experience. And I have none of that. I have none of that. I mean, I have a few followers, but nothing to that extent. And so I guess I just, from the get-go, put myself below this person. And that's my fault. I'm not below that person. And because I did that, it just made the whole interview process even worse. It's building up in my head. The day came, I already felt like this person may not completely be for the people that I talk to every day, because the people I talk to every day, you know, empty nesters, kids graduating, getting ready to leave, aging, what it was like for my transformation, my mindset transformation at 43. Those are the people that I'm talking to. That's who I'm talking to. Putting this person on, it really didn't fall in any of those categories, but it did fall in the human experience, the sharing obstacles, sharing life's twists and turns. That element it did, but I was hoping beyond the book or anything else that it would be a chance to really kind of get underneath that person and get to the core of who they were. I don't think I did. And you probably can't tell by the interview because I'd like to think I'm a good editor and I'm able to make it flow and make it happy and make it look good. But there were definitely moments in that interview that threw me off. And I've decided to make a Patreon. I'm making a Patreon for the reason of people wanting a place to meet and talk and chat and do that kind of stuff, but also maybe for things I don't necessarily want to put out into all of my platforms, but I feel like it could be relevant to my story in some way, background, things that happened during interviews, things that I'm going through that maybe I don't want to put fully publicly. I want to put it on Patreon. And One of the things that I'm going to start with on Patreon is I'm going to cut the raw footage and show you how awkward I actually was and why I may have felt the way I did. And you can tell me after watching it, if you choose to go there and watch it, if you think I'm crazy or not. And I'm going to get into more details because I feel like this is my community I'm talking to. I'm going to tell you why I'm pissed. I'm going to give it a go. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? Nothing? Okay. We'll see how that works out. But if you want to go to my Patreon, go to, it's down there below because I don't know it off the top of my head. I just set it up. So it's right there on YouTube. If you go to the show notes in the podcast, you will see a link there that you can go to Patreon and watch the reason why I have been completely pissed off for 2 weeks. Yeah. And why it was such a horrendous experience. I basically, Patreon is just a place for me to vent for things that I don't want super, super, super public. It's just behind a paid wall. So $5. Hope that you'll join me there. I'm feeling like I'm moving back into a good space after the eclipse. Maybe that cleansed me. I don't really know. Total solar eclipse here in Dallas. We won't see another one for 165 years. It was so amazing. I had so much fun. I hope you had a chance to see it where you are. It went dark for like 3 or 4 minutes. Street was almost breathing when it was happening. It was so freaking cool. And it just took your breath away. And you realize how small you are in the world. And take every moment to do the good things, to enjoy those things in life. I know I will. And I know I feel good again, and I will be able to share some positivity. Even if I have 2 people listening, you took the time to listen to me. And for that, I'm thankful. I want to see faces. Maybe I should plan this meetup and all the ladies on TikTok or YouTube can come and we can all hang out and see each other. I don't know. I think part of me is always scared that I'll plan something and nobody will show up. God, that is so scary. That is so scary. I hate it. I hate it. Like, I used to do premieres on Sundays on YouTube. And I enjoyed it because people actually showed up. But the problem with that is I record the video and then I go and edit it for hours and days. And then I put it up on YouTube and have to watch myself again and with other people. And it's just nerve-wracking and doesn't feel good. And it almost restricts me from being completely honest because I know I have to watch this with people. And so I'll make it a little fluffier than I normally would. And I don't want to do that. It's not going to get anywhere if I'm not authentic. So back to authenticity again. I'll be back. If this works and you're listening to it, it was recorded in my house. I don't think it ended up being that bad. I will try to put out more content because I do take these 2 weeks out of it. Normally, I do think of ideas throughout the week. I need to just get on here. Doesn't matter what I look like and just freaking go. Thank you for listening. This is Love You, Miss You, Bye. I'm Christy Chanel, and I will talk to you next Monday. Love You, Miss You, Bye.
LUMUB Podcast.
Love You, Miss You, Bye has been brought to you by Christy Chanel, LLC. But if you're looking for more information or want to follow us on social media, go check out ChristyChanel.com. All the podcasts are streamed there, and the YouTube episodes are there. So why not? You can also listen where all podcasts are streamed. This includes Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And lastly, thank you to you, the one that's listening or watching. I appreciate you so much. Love you, Misha. Bye.